The American Bankers Association, of course, in being involved with financial transactions of the elderly, is very concerned about this topic and says that this is a crime that is depriving the elderly of their resources and ultimately their own independence. They remind that anyone who sees signs of misuse, theft, or fraud of an elderly person's assets or credit has got to report that to their state agencies. And in a later slide, we'll talk about how to do that in Florida. For seniors, and we're all going to get there at some point, they say in order to protect ourselves, we need to plan ahead to protect our assets and ensure that our wishes are being followed. That we need to shred receipts and bank statements or any unused credit card offers before throwing them away. That way ahead of time, we need to be choosing a trustworthy person to act as our agent in all estate planning affairs. They also advise locking up the checkbook, account statements, and other sensitive information if there's going to be other people in our homes. They also suggest getting a copy of the elderly person's credit report once a year to ensure accuracy and to keep reminding our elderly relatives and friends to never give personal information, including social security numbers, to anybody over the phone. They also recommend that the elderly get to know their banker and build a relationship with the people who handle their finances so that they can also be on the lookout for any suspicious activity related to an account. Anonymity doesn't help the elderly in the banking world, but if they know who you are, they're much more likely to understand, hey, maybe this doesn't look quite right. Also, they recommend that the elderly pay with checks or credit cards instead of cash in order to keep a paper trail of how money is being spent. And for family and friends, they're saying that the key to spotting financial abuse is a change in the person's established financial patterns. Again, watching out for red flags such as unusual activity in the bank account, a large withdrawal, frequent withdrawals, or unexplained withdrawals, ATM withdrawals by an older person who's never used an ATM card before. That's a dead giveaway. If an account is changed from a basic one to a much more complicated one, that the elderly customer doesn't fully understand or need, that's a red flag too. Any new best friends, quote unquote, in their lives who may be accompanying them to the bank. If you're to see sudden non-sufficient fund activity or unpaid bills coming out of nowhere, that's uncharacteristic for your elderly friend or relative. That's definitely a red flag. Wiring large sums of money is something that the American Bankers Association tells us to look out for as well. It also tells friends and relatives of the elderly to watch out for suspicious signatures on checks. Could be outright forgeries. They say any checks written out as loans or gifts are also problematic. And also, the American Bankers Association tells us that the elderly are often ashamed of what's going on. So if they show shame or reluctance to talk about the problem, that may be an indicator that financial abuse is indeed going on in some way.